92.9 The Moose, StormLakeRadio.com. Cross country coach Justin Melman joins us every Friday. Coach, Tuesday night, great night, Sunrise Point Golf Course. Let's hear the results from the Storm Lake Tornado Invitational.
You bet. Always fun to have a meet at home. You know, it was a little warm out up in the 80s. You know, we had a little bit of breeze, I think, when the varsities kind of started, but it was pretty stagnant to start out with. So I think it was a little warm for the kids. You know, we had 13 teams come in. And our course is pretty flat. We not really many hills or anything in it, so they can get out and go. We did a good job. We did okay. I think our guys and gals both have a little bit more in them. But we're still working on. We're actually getting a couple of our guys nursed back to health. They're looking pretty good the last couple of days in our practices. So we're hoping for good things for Tuesday. Our varsity girls did okay. We finally got to score as a team all together. We were the last team overall, but we did get five girls around the course. So varsity gals did a good job. Abby Venegas was our number one gal. We weren't sure Abby was going to be able to run for us on Tuesday. She was a little sick. We got a lot of kids sick now, too, with head cold stuff. But Abby did a good job. She was our number one gal, followed by Bianca Cervantes, 17:37 and 17:20. For those gals, both did a good job. We put together a full JV boys team. And our guys were ninth overall, so that was nice to have a full JV guys team for starters, first time this year. We had our middle school team did a nice job. Our middle school guys placed fourth overall as a team, so that was really nice to see our middle school guys do so well. Our leaders there were Sam DeVergston and Matt Lensmeyer had really good races for our middle school. Then we went on to our varsity boys race. Like I said, we've been kind of trying to nurse a few guys back here. This was actually a meet that, was kind of hitting a spot where we have a couple guys that things are hurting a little bit, so I kind of wanted them maybe to sit this one out, but it's kind of hard to get them to sit out the home meet because they want to go. So over the weekend, they kind of did some running and said that they were good to go, and they did okay. They're not where they should be, but they did okay. Our leader was Ethan James. Ethan, it was really neat to see him. He was charging the whole way throughout the whole 5K. We had a group of four guys go through the mile in 5:20. Ethan was right at 18 minutes for his 5K, and I think it should have been just a little bit under that. I went and GPS my course again yesterday, and I think my GPS and my wheel weren't
lined up
saying the same thing. So I think we were just a hair long, but it was warm, so times were a little long too. But Ethan was right at 18 minutes. Number two was Matt Marking. Matt's been running real well. Matt had a great hill workout yesterday. We took a bus out to a gravel road and did some hills, so Matt's coming on. Our number three was Thomas Olson. He's one of our guys that's, we've been trying to nurse back a little bit, for the last over a year, and he's racing this year. So we're hoping that he stays with us, and I think he's going to have another breakout race here coming up. Juan Venegas was our four, and he's slowly getting back here with a little bit of injury that he's had, and Luke Nicholson was our number five, and Luke was sick for our home meet, so he kind of dropped off for us and wasn't able to finish, I think, where he can. They did a good job. Guys were sixth overall out of the 13 teams, so not terrible. But we definitely need to, put it back together and try to have a good race at Sheldon and Denison, which are our next two. We go to Sheldon this next Tuesday, this next coming Tuesday, and Denison the following Tuesday. So, we tried to rest them up this week a little bit, and I think they've done that. So I think we're going to be okay for Sheldon. We're running at the community college over in Sheldon again. So we'll have to see where it goes. But I think the guys, once we put it all together here, I think our varsity guys are really going to roll. So we're looking for that to happen down the road. So
yeah, I'm looking at Tuesday's weather. Still in the 80s, Coach. You've been dealing with some heat here in middle of September.
Yeah. I think we're supposed to cool down just a hair, Sunday-ish,
yep.
But
mm-hmm.
Maybe not as nice as we want it for our fall cross-country weather. But you know, like I tell the kids, we show up to a meet, and it could be hot, it could be cold, it could be raining. Everybody's got to run in the same thing, so we got to figure out how to adapt and race right alongside everybody else, because we're all in the same thing. So we got to learn how to prepare and go for it.
And a shout out to all the volunteers and people that made the home meet happen and be successful again this past Tuesday. And Coach Melman, we'll visit again next week.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll take a short time out. Volleyball coach Kim Johnson next on 92.9.